Hey, Lyric.
What's up?
I think it's been a while since we had a good story time.
I was thinking the same thing.
It's long overdue. What do you think?
Save the games for later. I'ma get a book. You can find a lot inside if you take a look. I've been stepping up my vocab, so I'm using bigger words and they're so mad. Cause I'm a super reader. Got my mind right, I'm a future leader. So keep hating on me, and I'ma be the next young author you'll see. If you're happy and you know, get your read on. Reading builds a strong mind. If I could have it my way, every time would be story time. If you're happy and you know it, get your read on. Reading builds a strong mind. If I could have it my way, every time would be story time.
Hey, it's Asia.
Hey, it's Briella.
And this is story time.
So today we have two really special guests.
Guest one, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Naima.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
Okay, guest two, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Nazmoon, and I'm 10.
Hi, Nazmoon and Naima.
Hi.
Hi.
So, guest one, what book did you bring?
I brought Mouse Soup.
Guest two, what book did you bring?
I brought Naomi Night Angle.
Okay, guest one, you can get reading.
Okay.
Why find your page? Why did you choose this book?
Because my grandma, and she, like, it reminds me of this book. My grandma really hates mouse, but she loves soups. So I don't know why, but, like, those mixtures just make it, like, perfect.
Yeah. Okay, you can get to reading.
Okay. A mouse sat under a tree. He was reading a book. A weasel jumped out and caught the mouse. The weasel took the mouse home. Ah, said the weasel, I am going to make mouse soup. Oh, said the mouse, I am going to be mouse soup. The weasel put the mouse into a cooking pot. Wait, said the mouse, this soup will not taste good. It has no stories in it. Mouse soup must be mixed with stories to make it taste really good. But I have no stories, said the weasel. I do, said the mouse. I can tell them now. All right, said the weasel, but hurry, I am very hungry. Here are four stories to put in the soup, said the mouse. That's it.
Okay. So, what did you like about this book?
Well, like, everybody can tell that, like, the mouse was trying to trick the weasel by saying, like, not every soup is good without, like, stories. That's kind of, like, a little funny, I guess. And, well, yeah, I like that, like, it's, like, cool and, yeah, fun, I guess.
Who was your book by?
My book by was by Arnold Lobel.
Yeah, I'm only asking because the book awards or something is coming up.
Book festival.
Yeah. That.
Guest two, do you want to start reading?
Sure. There were three of them, three girls. They were standing side by side. They were standing at attention. And then the girl in the pink dress, the one who was standing right next to Raimi, let out a sob and said, "The more I think about it, the more terrified I am. I'm too terrified to go on." The girl clutched her bat into her chest and dropped to her knees. Raimi stared at her in wonder and admiration. She felt herself often felt too terrified to go on, but she had never admitted it too loud. The girl in the pink dress moaned and toppled over sideways. Her eyes fluttered close. She was silent, and then she opened her eyes very wide and shouted, "Archie, I'm sorry I betrayed you." She closed her eyes again. Her mouth fell open. Raimi had never seen or heard anything like it. "I'm sorry," Raimi whispered. "I betrayed you." For some reason, the words seemed worth repeating. "Stop this nonsense immediately," said Ida Nee. Ida Nee was a baton throwing instructor. Even though she was old, over 50, at least her hair was extremely bright yellow. She wore white boots and that came all the way up to her knees. "I'm not kidding," said Ida Nee. Raimi believed her. Ida Nee didn't seem like much of a kidder. The sun was way, way up in the sky, and the whole thing was like high moon in the western. But it was not western. It was baton throwing lessons at Ida Nee's house in Ida's Nee's backyard. It was the summer of 1975. It was 5th day of June. And 2 days before, on the 3rd day of June, Remy Clark's father had run away from home with a woman who was a dental hygienist. "Hey, diddle, diddle, the dish ran away with the spoon." Those were the words that went through Remy's head every time she thought about her father and the dental hygienist. But she did not say the words out loud anymore because Remy's mother was very upset. And talking about dishes and spoons running away together was not appropriate. It was actually a great strategy, what had happened. That was Remy's mother said. "This is a great strategy," said Remy's mother, quite reciting nursery rhymes. It was a great strategy because Remy's father had disgraced himself. It was also a great strategy because Remy was now fatherless. The thought of that, the fact of it, that she, Remy Clark, was without a father, made a small sharp pain shoot through Remy's heart every time she considered it. Sometimes the pain in her heart made her feel too terrified to go on. Sometimes it made her want to drop to her knees. But then she would remember that she had a plan.
That was a really good chapter. Now I want to read that book.
Thanks.
Who is your book by?
Kate DiCamillo.
You read really well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The book sounds really interesting.
I was reading the other day with Jaden in RTI, and it was just like, oh my god, I can't read. It's so slow.
Yeah.
What made you choose this book?
I don't know. I feel like the illustration on the cover was, like, very interesting. I'm like, yeah, I like it.
Is that what, like, drew you to the book?
Yeah.
Okay.
Naima, what did you think of the book?
I actually liked it. I like how she reads also. Like, it just made me, like, feel like I was there. And then, like, the part about, like, the mom or the dad and the dentist or whatever. Yeah. That, like, my mind was, like,
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you, like, read with, like, you read like you're there. You read like you're seeing all this happen.
Thank you.
I think that's why you're always the narrator in our ELA plays.
That is true. That is true.
So, Naima, do you do anything other than read?
Well, I guess you could kind of say school. I have to go to school. I'm only 11, and I go to school with actually all three of you, as you know. I like dancing and, yeah, just being weird.
Don't all of us.
Yeah.
We always have a weird side.
What do you like to do?
I honestly like to practice singing and, like, Naima. I kind of like dancing, but I'm really bad at it.
Nobody cares if you're bad at dancing. You just gotta dance.
Yeah. There's no such thing as being bad at dancing. You just make up a new dance.
True.
It's just cheesy.
So, Briella, I want to know what you, like, really thought of the book. Like, what did you...
Well, honestly, I thought, like, how Remy felt.
Yeah.
Like, her dad had ran away with some woman that she never even probably knew. And I bet she felt really devastated and mad at her father, but she never showed it.
Yeah.
Wasn't that because of, like, her mother? Yeah. She wanted to just support her mother.
Yeah.
So, are you guys into, like, clubs? Do you guys do any clubs?
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually have two clubs. I have one in school, which is Girls Circle, and then I have one out of school at the Boys and Girls Club. Which is it's Girl Circle again, but it's two different people.
Okay.
Don't we all have a cappella together?
Yeah, we do.
Nasmin, do you?
Yeah, I have a cappella, like you said, and then Hudson Reads and Jazz Band.
Do you want to tell us a little about Hudson Reads?
Well, we don't really read. We just hang out and then, like, talk, you know.
You guys get presents at the end.
Yeah, that too. And, yeah, that's really it. We just hang out.
Do you want to tell us about Girl Circle?
Well, let's talk about, like, Girl Circle. Like, which one? Like, in school or out of school?
In school.
Okay. So, in school, Girl Circle is more about, like, making things. Like, we made tie-dye shirts the other week, last week, I believe. And we, I guess, we don't talk about like ourselves as much, but we like do more like activities. And then girl circle out of school, we talk more about drama and boys and all those juicy stuff.
Save that for girl circle. So yeah, I'm also in Hudson Reads.
My clubs take up every single lunch that I have.
Yes.
Yes.
So me and Nazmoon are actually doing the science fair together. So, and I know Briella is doing the science fair.
It's basically alone, but I'm supposed to be doing it with Javon and my cousin Eliana Phoebus.
Yeah.
Just not working out that way.
So, Nazmoon, do you want to tell me, like, explain to people what the science fair, like, what we're doing?
Well, basically, we're trying to figure out what freezes quicker, hot or cold water. And then we figured out, me and Asia on the internet, that it's hot water from the Pemba effect. And we did a bunch of research on, like, past experiments. And we did it ourselves in school. We had to check every 10 minutes, so we got to skip class. And, yeah, we got to, like, you know, just check if, it, like, which one's frozen. And, yeah.
Hot water did freeze faster.
Yeah, it did.
Can I say my question?
Yeah.
Okay, my question was, which will evaporate faster, salt water or sugar water? So far, I found research for both of them, so I'm taking home the project today to do over the break.
Oh, that's cool.
So, the book festival is coming up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yay.
So, what are your thoughts on the book festival?
Well, I'm excited because I have a bunch of authors I want to meet, but my favorite one is going to have to be Jerry Craft with his new book, New Kid.
Yes. Yeah. We just finished that book in library today, and we had so many questions. Like, one of my questions was, like, it based on his life or, like,
exactly,
a family member's life and things like that. And, like, in the back of the book, it was, like, his name's, like, Jordan, but it said, or, like, to my family, Jay. So maybe, like, Jay's...
Yeah.
Short for Jordan. I don't know.
Or Jerry.
Yeah.
We're
gonna have to check with the author. I know. I always visit Jerry Craft.
Yeah, isn't he coming when we come back from break?
I really hope.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So, Briella, do you have any questions for her?
Nazmoon, what mostly, like, was this from Miss Smith?
Yeah, it was my mentor.
Okay, did she help you pick this book out?
Yeah, I had no clue what I wanted to grab, and I'm just like, you know what, help me.
What did she say about the book? Because
she didn't read it. She never read it, and I'm like, okay, so I'll try it.
Okay.
So far, it's good.
So, this mice book. Can you tell me, what was the title again?
Mouse Soup.
It was really interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know why, I love children's
books. Yeah, I know, they're so funny, too.
Yeah.
It was like a cliffhanger because, like, it was like, tell me the stories now, and then it went on to a new chapter.
Yeah.
And I, like, if I could read, like, the other chapter, I'm guessing it would, like, tell him, like, the stories, but, yeah, we're talking. Like, talking's better.
Have you read the book? Like, the red full book?
No, but I just picked this book from the Boys and Girls Club, and because I like reading, not all the time, I'm not good at like pronouncing words and stuff, but yeah, I just picked this book because I wanted to read for you guys.
Okay, how does everyone feel about mice?
I'm terrified of them.
You know, if I didn't have mice in my house a few months ago, I would be perfectly fine with them.
Well, in my old house, when I lived with my grandma and my papa, we lived, like, out in, like, the countryside, I guess you can say. And, like, there was field mice, and they would always get in our house. And, like, we woke up one morning, and my cat, Snowball, which, rest in peace, he's dead now, but, well, passed away. Yeah, he came over to my aunt, and my aunt was pregnant at the well, she's still pregnant at the time, but came over to my aunt and dropped the mice on her foot, and it was disgusting.
Oh my god.
She felt so sick because she was pregnant, but the dead mouse on your foot.
I am absolutely petrified of mice. I cannot stand mice. There was a mouse in my house once while I was alone. And I jumped on the couch, spam texted my dad. Said, there's a mouse in the house. We need to leave now.
Oh my God, when there was a mouse in my house, my brother kept on saying that there was a mouse. A mouse, and I'm like, no, there's not, Jim. Stop freaking me out. And then I look down, and underneath the couch, my dog was trying to kill it.
Oh my God.
She won't hurt a fly, but she will kill a mouse. And she was trying to kill it. So I said, Jim, go get Granville. And he said, no, I'm not going outside. It's too hot. So I ran over to Granville's house. He's like across the yard. And he said, don't do anything. I'll call an exterminator. I'm like, don't do that. And then Teresa came home, and I'm like, oh, hi.
I can't.
And then Shim started screaming, there's a mouse in the house, because he's, like, afraid of everything.
Oh my! I wish I had a dog to protect me.
Exactly.
It's the only reason I would get a dog.
When my dad came home, I think it was a Thursday, so he came home late. And he smashed both mice with a mouse.
Oh my
with
God.
A bat, a metal bat from baseball. It was so, that was so gross because there was like blood splattered everywhere. And then like there was one more mouse and it hid underneath our cabinet. We still don't know where it is.
Oh no.
So I always keep a bat in my room.
I have a quick question if that's okay with you guys.
Yeah.
Do we have any like funny stories about like our pets?
I have no pets. No pets. No pets.
Oreo.
I have a turtle, but like.
Well, the most funniest story about mine was I wasn't born yet, but my cat Snowball, he's been with my family for a long time. So this is kind of disgusting, I guess, but not as disgusting as yours. But my grandma got mad at my grandpa and she started running up the stairs. And my cat, Snowball, he was following her. And she didn't know that he was following her.
Oh my God.
So she slammed the door on his tail. And my mom was coming right back up the stairs. And it fell on my mom's foot. She started screaming so loud.
Oh, my God.
Loud.
Oh my God.
Remember, I wasn't born at this time. Oh thank God. But my mom's told this story like
that's
1,000 times.
Gross. That's just so upsetting.
Yeah, that's just so, oh my God.
Honestly, now I'm afraid to put my feet on the floor because we were just talking about mice.
Exactly. Like my feet are up.
Like my feet are up underneath the table.
Honestly.
I don't think there would be a mouse in the studio.
Hopefully.
Not.
Okay. I have one very, very, very hilarious pet story. Okay, when my dog still had her brother, they were both like 2 months old. They're twins, but they looked nothing alike. Anyway, so my brother, he was trying to play basketball. Realized I said trying. He's not very good at it. And so dad crossed him, and he got mad and went into the garden. And my dog got out with her brother because there was like a hole in the fence at the time because, well, they're devious. And they trampled my brother. And he fell in there. Was like,
oh my God.
He came running to me and there was a stick in his mouth.
Oh.
It looked like he was eating a stick.
Oh my God.
And then I said that there was a bug on it and he screamed.
Oh.
The funniest thing is when he screams like a woman.
Why did he have the stick in his mouth?
Exactly! I don't know. I guess he was too petrified to get it out. He said that there was blood in his mouth. He didn't know that it was just his ice pop.
Oh.
Jeez. Az, do you have any interesting story?
Nope.
Me neither. I guess we're bored.
Yo, okay. I have one more. So, we used to have a bunch of fish. Mine was Crystal. My brother never named his, so we just called it Orange. When Aaliyah lived with us, she called hers Diamond because we had, like, twin fish. Like, they were really sparkly and silver. And then my dad had this real big, fat goldfish.
Oh, my God.
It was so fat. And it kept on eating all the fish. And Crystal ended up being the only one to survive because she ate the fat fish. And she ended up getting really fat. And I told her that she needed to go on a diet.
Oh my
so
God.
We didn't feed her for 2 days. And then the third day, I woke up and she was so skinny. I'm like, oh, thanks for going on your diet. And she started to bite at the fish tank.
Oh my God.
No, like when humans go on diets, it takes them like 3 years.
Exactly.
It takes a fish like 2 days.
I know, right?
That fish beat the system.
Yeah, right?
Do we have any scary stories?
No.
No?
I'm easily scared.
Well, another scary story. I guess I'm going first again. But you guys probably not going to believe this. But so when I was little, I would always like sleep in my grandma's room because I was terrified of horror movies. But now I like love them.
Yeah.
I watch them by myself in my room. But so I went in my grandma's room and I started watching like a scary story. I turned it off, went to bed. I woke up to like, do you know like a lock going like back and forth? Like
mm-hmm.
That's not the sound, but whatever, like that. And I wake up, and I literally think I see, like, this figure, like, standing there. It looks like a little girl just, like, clicking it back and forth. This is kind of a funny story, but I'm sleeping next to my grandma, and I started biting her.
Oh.
I started scratching her. I started kicking her. I needed her to wake up at this time. So she woke up. She turned the light on and was like, what? Like, in, like, the sleepiest voice ever because it was, like, 2 o'clock in the morning.
God.
And she just looks at me and goes, what? I'm like, there's something at the door. Like, I'm not getting up. And I was, like, whispering so quietly because I didn't want it to, like, just vanish and then come on the side of the bed and, like, be in the bed with me. Like, just scare me out of nowhere. But, like, yeah.
Jump scares.
It was so scary. Like, my heart was, like, it was scary.
Okay, so I have a hallucination scary story. So it was, like, 12 o'clock a.m. because I always wake up super early because I have to wake up at 5 mm-hmm. to go to school.
Yeah.
I get there when there's, like, one teacher there. Not even one teacher. Janitor.
I wake up at, like, 5 for, like, showers.
Okay, so I woke up at, like, 12 o'clock in the morning, and I always have my dolls in my dollhouse, and they weren't there.
No,
I never moved them, and they weren't there.
Dolls are
and
weird.
Yeah.
And I thought that nothing would happen. And then I found them on my top bunk.
Oh, God.
So I put them back down onto the dollhouse. When I woke up, one of my doll's legs were broken.
Okay, that's just, okay.
Ooh.
They were fighting.
Girl drama.
Probably. Girl drama be like, get off the bed.
That's why I don't own any dolls. I mean, I get very paranoid easily. The scariest time would be, like, when I was way younger. Like, I slept on my brother because I was, like, scared. So, he was in college at this time, so, like, he had to leave pretty early. He was already awake. He was, like, in his bed on the phone. And so, I went up to go to the bathroom. As I was coming back, the door was walking. I'm like, okay, it's nothing. It's just the wind. And it goes harder and harder. I'm like, my brother is just, like, watching me. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing. So I try to stop the door. It stops. And I go back into bed. And I see it again. I'm like, hey, get the door. He's like, what is
hey,
it?
Hey, get the door. There's a mouse at the door.
The mouse
wants to come inside.
It ended up being actually the wind because the window was open. I'm like, are you kidding me? Because my brother just like, whatever.
13-year-old brothers, I hate them.
They never want to play with you or anything. Like, I just want to play Barbie.
I think I have the most scariest story.
My God, Aisha.
Let's hear the juice.
Yes.
It happened.
Spill the tea.
It happened today.
Oh, God.
I'm going to make this.
Oh,
really
my God.
Scary,
you're gonna, okay? Your voice is just like, hello.
I'm gonna make it really scary, okay? I'm going to the doctor, right? Oh. So, I'm getting ready to leave, got all my stuff. I was thinking, maybe I forgot something in my classroom or something. So go back up, I didn't forget anything. And so I went to the doctor's, and my dad gets a voicemail.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
And the voicemail says, Asia forgot her munchkins in the classroom.
Oh, I know they were on your chair.
By the way, we have them for EOT.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you ate all my munchkins.
I think it was some leftover.
That is the scariest story I've ever heard.
Your daughter left her munchkins in the class.
Let's give her a round of applause.
You know you could have just done that, but oh well.
I know, it totally won the scariest.
Yes, yes, very.
And my dad had a voicemail on his phone saying, Asia forgot her munchkins in the classroom.
And then apparently it got worse. Apparently it got worse. Apparently Naz ate them. Apparently Naz ate them.
I only ate one.
Oh, God.
Okay, now relating to that, this never happened. But relating to that, this is funny. Okay, it was a dark and scary evening.
Dun, dun, dun.
It was actually like lunchtime, and we were having we were having Nutella
at lunchtime.
That's Asia's life.
Oh my God! Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, it was a dark and scary evening. It was lunchtime, and we were having Nutella, and I got called to go home. Ring, ring. So I went home. And blah, 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 my dad yelled at me.
Because
I didn't clean my room.
You better
and
clean
then,
your room.
And then my brother got a phone call. Said, come get your munchkins. Your sister forgot them. And yeah. I told him.
Munchkins again?
I told him, don't touch the munchkins. And he touched the munchkins, and they turned into donuts, so I slapped him.
Oh God.
Slap noise. Okay, so I think we should wrap this up.
Yeah.
It's been
it was fun. Wait, because it's going, because, well, by now it's probably past Easter. Anyway.
When this goes up, it's going to be past Easter.
Yeah. So, anyway, I have three riddles for you guys.
Oh, no. I just fucking.
I'm going to read one.
I'm, like, the worst.
Yeah, same.
I don't care. Age, you want to play along?
Sure.
Okay. What can be whipped and beaten but never cries?
What?
Age, you got an idea?
What can be what?
Whipped and beaten but never cries.
My brother.
Egg?
Yeah, Naima got it. Okay. What has two ears, a basket, and candy?
A bunny?
Easter bunny.
Oh, dang it.
Easter bunny.
Nesmone got it because she said Easter bunny. Okay, last one. What hops on 2 feet and has 4?
A bunny.
No.
An Easter bunny.
No.
The Easter bunny.
A rabbit.
Same thing.
Okay.
All right.
And we'll read you next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey, Lyric.
What's up?
I think it's been a while since we had a good story time.
I was thinking the same thing.
It's long overdue. What do you think?
Save the games for later. I'ma get a book. You can find a lot inside if you take a look. I've been stepping up my vocab, so I'm using bigger words and they're so mad. Cause I'm a super reader. Got my mind right. I'm a future leader. So keep hating on me. And I'ma be the next young author, you'll see. If you're happy and you know, get your read on. Reading builds a strong mind. If I could have it my way, every time would be story time. If you're happy and you know it, get your read on. Reading builds a strong mind. If I could have it my way, every time would be story time. I'm a bookworm. I'm a shining star, shine so bright, it's like I'm showing off. Got a big brain with some ideas, write them down so I can read them loud and clear. I'm a big believer, so I achieve, and I owe it to the fact I know how to read. So keep hating on me, and I'ma be the next young author, you'll see. If you're happy and you know, get your read on. read and build a strong mind. If I could have it my way, every time would be story time. If you're happy and you know it, get your read on. Read and build a strong mind. If I could have it my way, every time would be story time. Got smart friends from a small town, and we using our minds to hold us all down. Reader O, so you can catch it on my fresh tee. It didn't match so well with my Nikes. Be lyric of the spirit of a champ. Daddy said I'm great doing what they say I can. They keep hating on me, but my motto is if I believe, then I achieve. If you're happy and you know it, get your read on. Reading builds a strong mind. If I could have it my way, every time would be story time. If you're happy and you know it, get your read on. Reading builds a strong mind. If I could have it my way, every time will be story time. If you're happy and you know it, get your read on. Reading builds a strong mind. If I could have it my way, every time will be story time. If you're happy and you know it, get your read on. Reading builds a strong mind. If I could have it my way, every time will be story time.